item is subdivision 2006-63, Deep Branch Road LLC, Deep Branch Village as a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as a preface to my motion, I want to include the following comments on the record, and that, sir, is that this proposed cluster subdivision has raised numerous concerns, including the overall number of lots being requested are incompatible with the surrounding area, which is predominantly rural, the impact on the deteriorating area roadways, the impact on extensive wetlands in the area, et cetera. At the public hearing, approximately 40 local residents attended to voice their concerns in opposition to the project. As originally proposed, I too have been concerned about the project's impact. However, with some limiting conditions and stipulations placed upon this requested cluster subdivision, some of my concerns and hopefully those of the opposing residents can be mitigated. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-63 with limiting conditions for Deep Branch Road LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, with the limiting conditions and stipulations placed upon this approval, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision ordinance and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. However, as a condition of this approval, I'm also requiring that a revised preliminary site plan with a reduced number of lots be submitted addressing many of the conditions imposed by this approval. Two, the land is zoned AR1. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision with 303 proposed lots. Three, the applicant has advised that approximately 115 acres or 57% of the site will remain open space and that 50% of the existing wooded area will be preserved. Four, the subdivision will include amenities such as a community center, tot lots, gazebos, paved walking trails, tennis or multi-sport courts, and pool that will serve the future residents of this property. Five, the applicant has adequately addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. Six, the proposed subdivision with the conditions placed upon it will be a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Seven, the proposed subdivision with the conditions placed upon it will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, multimodal paths, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. B, the project will be served by an on-site central sewer system, and central water shall be provided. The sewer system shall comply with all county engineering and state requirements. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county and shall be designed and maintained using best management practices to maximize groundwater recharge. D, all entrances and road improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. In addition, it is also recommended that the applicant, in cooperation with DLDOT, improve Deep Branch Road from the northernmost point of the site to the intersection with Springfield Road. E, a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice shall be included in the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. F, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and street lighting. The applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscaping design for the project. G, the entire perimeter shall be surrounded by a 30-foot vegetated buffer, maintaining the existing forest in the buffer areas. The vegetation to be maintained and included in the buffers shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. H, all amenities, including the pool, community center, tot lots, and multi-sport courts, shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. I, all the existing forested areas that will be preserved shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. J, there shall be at least a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands on the site. The design of the buffer shall comply with Section 1115-193 of the Zoning Code, and it shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. K, an area for a school bus stop shall be established with the coordination of the local school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. M, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. N, the restrictive covenants and final site plan shall contain an aviation nuisance easement and non-suit covenant as recommended by DLDOT in its January 10, 2008 traffic impact study review letter. O, it has been the commission's practice to avoid lots that are not adjacent to any open space and cluster subdivision plans. Consequently, lots 109 through 121, 227 through 246, and 247 through 260 should be reconfigured so that they do not abut one another. P, the net development areas shall be reduced by the acreage of the two parcels that are separated from the rest of the project by Deep Branch Road and Peterkins Road, as well as the wetlands acreage. Q, the applicant shall submit a revised preliminary site plan with a maximum number of lots not to exceed 263. This number is derived from the approximate number of lots eliminated because they are in the buffer areas, as well as a reduced net development area represented by the two out parcels and the wetlands. The revised site plan shall also show the 30-foot buffer around the entire project, the 50-foot wetlands buffer, the elimination of back-to-back lots, and a reduced net development area. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
On item number M, states the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for design and location of all stormwater management areas and the erosion and sediment control facilities to be consistent with this plan. Could you add to be consistent with this plan? Just to clarify that it's same or similar to
what was reviewed.
But that's going to relate to the resubmitted preliminary.
So amended.
Second.
To move and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-63, Deep Branch Road LLC, Deep Branch Village as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.